In contrast with Chinese authorities, Burmese leaders have been reluctant to allow in foreign aid experts. The European Union is sending an envoy to Myanmar. He will press its government to allow aid agencies to help the victims of this month's cyclone. Hundreds of thousands of people are without shelter, clean water, and in many cases without food. The BBC has a reporter in Rangoon. We cannot name him, though, for security reasons. But he says that much of the aid that is getting through is being misdirected.
We've seen tents being erected in towns to receive displaced families, and yet that's not where they're needed. Half an hour down the road, we've seen many families, dozens, trying to shelter from the rain using whatever they can, and they desperately need some kind of temporary accommodation while they rebuild their bamboo houses. We've also seen aid arriving in towns, and again, just a short drive down the road, there's been nothing. We visited a village today with 400 houses in it, only 100 are standing. Many people have taken refuge inside the Buddhist monastery, and the sum total of government aid to that village to date is one bag of rice. And so you can imagine 400 houses, that's an awful lot of people.
Is that a logistical problem because of the infrastructure there, that the roads simply can't get the rice or any other kind of help there? Or is it more that the government's standing in the way?
I think it's really a capacity problem. These places are accessible if you have vehicles. There are other areas which are much harder to get to, and you do need helicopters and boats. But the real issue here, in which the aid workers keep going on about, is the need to target whatever aid is available. And that's something that they have experience of, and the Burmese government doesn't really have that depth of knowledge. And so the suspicion is, and again, it's difficult to verify because we're only getting a partial picture, the suspicion is that some aid is just being thrown at the places that it's easiest to reach. But we've also seen today private citizens from Rangoon, from the capital, just loading up their cars and heading south because they know they need to try and do something.
Heading south, you mean with provisions for other Burmese?
Absolutely. Loading up their cars with water, with cooking oil, sometimes things that are a bit inappropriate. Today we saw the manager of an agricultural machinery company heading into the paddy fields, his clients, the people who buy his machines. He had some water, he had a little bit of cooking oil, he also had some cakes, which isn't what people needed, but he was doing his best. And he also knew that quite possibly this would be the only aid that would be arriving in this location for days. So it's a mixed picture. And again, we keep going back to this information drought, this vacuum, that without a proper survey, without openness, it's very difficult to find out how many people have died, how many people have survived, and exactly what they need and where.
Well, it is a study in contrast when we look at the response right now in China, which just a couple of years ago, it was officially a state secret to declare how many people died in a particular incident. Where you are in Burma right now, what is the government afraid of in terms of even giving out information, in terms of letting reporters like you in? I mean, as you say, you're still under the radar. What is the government worried about?
The government here is suspicious of foreigners because they believe that outside elements are trying to foment rebellion in this country. They're trying to foment disorder. They're trying to undermine the government. So they have a lot to lose, they believe, from allowing outside influences in. And if we look at the potential presence of, I think it's 11,000 US airmen, Marines and sailors off the coast of Burma who could be transported here for some massive aid operation, that is something that the Burmese government will view with terror, because they will believe that alongside those aid workers, those logisticians, those pilots, those doctors, there will be people trying to undermine their government. And that's why they're afraid of aid workers, and that's why they're afraid of people like me.
All right. The BBC's reporter, who shall go nameless for now, speaking to us from Rangoon, Burma. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.